I'm talking to Richard Parry, who's the chief executive of the Canals and Rivers Trust. And Richard, tell me exactly what's going on here.
Well, here we are at Camden Lock, at Hampstead Road, and we've got a lock gate that's being replaced. So we have a programme of works going on through the winter that means we'll be replacing gates at around sort of 30 different locations across the UK. Here, right in the heart of London at Camden Lock, we're replacing the bottom gates on one lock. We have two locks alongside each other. That lock is being dewatered, so the water will come out of it now. So later today, we'll be taking visitors in to have a look at a lock from the inside, something that, of course, is a very rare opportunity to do that. So when we've had this great weekend of showing people what we're doing, we'll finish the work on this lock, get the new lock gate, which has already gone in but needs a lot of work now to make sure that it's watertight, that it will operate for the next 25 years, because that's how long these gates will last.
So this is the only chance. Get there soon.
This is the only chance. A once in 25 year offer. Now, of course, we have other opportunities at other places in the UK. So, for example, this weekend at Wigan, the very famous flight there, there's an opportunity to go and walk in a lock at Wigan.
A flight is a series.
Yeah, there's 21 locks at Wigan, and one of those locks will be available for people to go into. In the beautiful Leicestershire countryside at Fox, one of our famous lock flights, again, a long flight of locks there that will also have an open weekend so people can visit there. And also there's a location at Beeston Locks up in Cheshire, near to Chester on the Shropshire Union. So four locations this weekend, this very famous and beautifully set location in the middle of London, Camden Lock. We're replacing the bottom gates. We're also going to replace the second lock alongside it. We'll move on to do some work on the top gates there as well later in the winter. So we have a programme of work that's going to roll through the winter. This weekend really kicks it off with this fantastic site in Camden and the other sites that are going on across the UK.
And just tell me, this is the only twin lock on the Regent's Canal, isn't it?
It's the only one on this section, absolutely. We have the history of the canals and how they were built and all the idiosyncrasies and the different designs. It's a fascinating story all of its own.
And the competition.
And of course, like other sort of similar networks, it wasn't built as a network, it was built by sort of private companies who added bits that served the needs of the local economy so they could connect, so they could deliver or receive goods.
Just tell me really quickly about the gates themselves. Where were they made?
These are made up in our own workshops up in Yorkshire, Wakefield, at Stanley Ferry. It's a very famous location, and they make the majority of gates on the network. So they work on it all year, so they've got a whole programme. And I was up there just a few weeks ago, and there's an enormous pile of the gates that we've been working on.
And they're all British oak.
They're special oak that's grown in Gloucestershire. We deliver them to sites. So here, the ones here in London will have come down on a special truck, craned in very carefully to get to the locks, and then we will now, as I say, spend the weekend showing people what we're doing and then getting them ready for use.